The seventh Aliyah of Parshas Vayechi, the final Aliyah in Sefer Bereishis, picks up from the sixth Aliyah, and it has Yosef continuing to respond to his brothers, who are afraid of what's going to happen to them now that Yaakov is no longer alive. And the Torah tells us that he tries to reassure them and to calm them down. So the language here is Vayenachem Osam, Vayedaber Al Libam. And Rashi gives us an example of how it is that he tried to calm them down, quoting from the Bereishis Rabbah, saying that here I benefited from you because before you came down, people were spreading rumors about me and saying that I had been born a slave. And now that you came, so people came to realize that indeed I was born free and I'm not a slave. So if I would kill you, what would people say? They'll say, oh, he saw a group of young men and he was proud of his relationship with them, saying they're my brothers, and then he killed them. Have you ever heard of a man killing his brothers? So that's pretty sharp mussar on the one hand. It's a pretty clear message of what they tried to do to him. So from that perspective, it's actually not really clear how that's a comfort or that's speaking to them in any kind of a reassuring way. It almost sounds as if the Torah is being sarcastic by calling it that, if that's indeed what he said. In the Sefer Bar Yosef, he has a drasha to explain that his point was that indeed by emphasizing that it's so completely keneged hateva, it would be so unnatural for a brother to kill his brothers, that they would realize that indeed it couldn't have been that they ever wanted to do that on their own, and that the only reason they would have decided to do that is because it was part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. He was guiding their decisions, and that is indeed what he said to them a few psukim earlier in the previous Aliyah, when he told them that this wasn't your decision, this was a Kadosh Baruch Hu pulling the strings behind the scenes and making sure that it would happen, that I would come down here and be able to manage things as I have. That was God's decision, it wasn't you. So this is just emphasizing that if indeed it's so unnatural for a brother to kill his brothers, you certainly wouldn't have decided to do so on your own. That was a Kadosh Baruch Hu also, and you should feel better about it. The Bar Yosef also goes on to explain how some of the language that's being continued from the previous Aliyah is to be explained, because in the previous Aliyah, Yosef responds to them also, Ki hasachas Elokim ani, am I in the place of God? And it's a little bit difficult to understand what he's getting at there, because if, for example, Yaakov had said that to Rachel, when Rachel said, I need children, I don't have any children, give me children. So if Yaakov had responded, what do you want from me? Am I God? I can't give you children. So then that would be understandable. But here they're afraid that he's going to treat them badly because how they treated him. So that's not so hard to understand. Why does that need to be only in God's hands? That's a difficult response. So he suggests that this is a response that's consistent with what they had been worried about. It's also reflected in the previous Aliyah when they say, V'yomru lu yistamenu Yosef, v'hashev yashiv lanu eis kol hara asher gamalnu oso, that maybe he's going to pay us back for all of the bad things that we did to him. And he goes on to explain that we find at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi that after Yaakov died, there was already a beginning to the Shibud. So apparently things already started to change at that point, that here Yaakov had died, and apparently there already started to be some degree of enslavement of the Jewish people. And what they were afraid of, the brothers, is that this was something that was being orchestrated by Yosef, that Yosef was looking to enslave all of them as he had been enslaved by them, or he had been sold into slavery by them. And that's why the pasuk says also in the previous Aliyah that they came to him, v'yelchu gam echav, v'yiplu lefanav, v'yomru hinenu l'chala avadim, that we will be slaves to you. They were saying that, let's just be slaves to you. We don't want to be slaves to the Mitzrim. We're willing to be slaves to you. We understand that we owe that to you, but at least spare us from having to be slaves to the Mitzrim. And to that, Yosef is responding that I never had any plans along those lines. And we know that we have a din that we'll learn later, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki avadayhem v'lo avadim le'avadim, that we are meant to be servants of God and not servants of people. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to serve human beings. So do you think that I'm in God's place? Do you think that that's what I'd be looking to do, to enslave you, to make you slaves of humans? Obviously, that's not the case. So you don't have to worry about that. Then in the end of the Aliyah, so Yosef indeed dies, and Chazal tell us that he actually died at an age that was younger than his brothers. And we have different explanations for why he paid a price. First, the Gemara in Maseches Sota tells us that there's a reason why the Torah refers to Yosef's body with the language of Atzamos, V'halosim es Atzmosai Mizeh, which seems to be a disrespectful language. And Chazal explained the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis Mipnei Shlo Micha Bichvor Aviv, because he allowed them to say Avdecha Avinu. And as the Torah Tamima comments, that we only find that actually 5 times in the text, although we have a tradition that it's 10 times, and therefore he lost 10 years of his life. And the 10 times is because it was 5 times that we have a record of them saying it, and 5 times that the translator would have said it. And of course, Yosef really understood both languages, so he actually heard it 10 times and didn't protest. So therefore, for that reason, he was punished, and he lost 10 years of his life. However, there is another statement in Chazal that the reason Yosef died at an earlier age is Mipnei Shehinig Atzmo Barabonus, that he acted with authority over his brothers. And we have a tradition, the Gemara says, in Psachim Adaf Pezayin Mibbez, Harabonus Mekaberes Baleha, that those who act with authority over others, it shortens their life. So we have different statements here about what it was that caused Yosef to die at an earlier age. And the Torah Tamima explains that it seems to be the subject of Machlokis, because the Medrash Rabbah tells us about the Pasuk in next week's Parsha, in Parsha Shmos, V'Yosef Hoya B'Misrayim, that this is to teach us, Sha'af al pi, Shazach Yosef l'malchus, b'chol zos lo nesgal echa v'al beis aviv, that even though he was meriting the position of royalty, he still didn't lord himself over his brothers and on his father's household. And just as he had always been seen of as younger in their eyes, so too, that's how he acted with them, even in Mitzrayim. So if so, it seems that there is a dispute on this point, and it's possible that he did not treat them with this authoritative attitude that this opinion is attributing to him. So therefore, it seems as if there are two opinions about one way or another. Either Yosef was guilty of too haughty of an attitude towards them, or of disrespect towards his father. Either way, there was something that he had to pay a price for, and therefore Sefer Bereishis is ending on one more note of Musar and correction that we need to learn from so that we can move forward and do better in the future.